Hey guys, I'm a bloke from Eastern Europe, Romania more exactly, an ex-communist country. So I hope my accent isn't that difficult to understand. But if it is, I just hope it won't scare you away because relax, the gypsies aren't coming yet. Right, so I want to thank Sargon of Akkad for giving me this opportunity to present to you this newsworthy event. Which makes my head shudder uncontrollably, and maybe it's going to do the same to you as I reach the end of this video. So we have here an excellent case of professional journalism 2015, where I guess they circle jerk each other, and the middle, which is the Guardian, is like the glass. The last one who finishes drinks the glass or some shit, because it's like one of those games, you know? It's the same article, and they're sourcing each other. And then the Wikipedia goes like, well, look, this is true. Look at all these sources. So they're talking about teenage boys want less sex in games, or I believe it's teenage boys want video games to stop sexualizing women, or teenage boys want games to stop being sexist. Now, as I said, I'm not from America or from Britain or from Canada, so English isn't really my first language, but even I understand that sex, sexist, sexism doesn't mean the same thing, despite the fact that it has sex in it. But I guess I need to come from Romania to explain these journalists how the English language works. But moving forward, you know, this isn't something which shocks me. What shocks me is that some people actually believe this is true. I mean, if I would have a teenage lad, and he would tell me that his PP doesn't grow when he watches a pair of titties, or that he wants less pair of titties, I would be scared. I would take him to the doctor, like, doctor, my child's penis isn't working. The fuck? You know? So at first I thought it's a case of, like, 0% of mothers have declared in a survey that their son masturbates, you know? It's like one of those types of surveys, I thought. But the reality is a lot more sinister, as we're going to see. And I enjoy this journalism a lot, because it's like, how do people finish, graduate journalist school? Is like the final question before you graduate. How do you do an excellent article? Well, I think you press Control C, and the teacher goes like, yes. And then you press Control V. And 5 minutes later, it's the graduation ceremony, which is like the journalist thing to do, right? All right, so let's take a look into what is this really about. You have the ADL, which is called the Anti-Defamation League, which has a lot of curriculum activities for schools. Very educational, very insightful. Really fun stuff. And one of them is called, Is Gaming a Boys Club? Women, Video Games, and Sexism. As we go into this curriculum, you are going to see that the grade level is between 11 and 12. The time is 60 minutes. And it says marketed primarily to boys and men. So it's like tampons, you know, which is marketed primarily to women. I guess tampons are misandric by definition. Video games do not have a good track record when it comes positively including girls and women. Female characters are rarely in the games, and when they are often portrayed in negative, stereotypical, and one-dimensional ways. Now, if you're a person who plays a lot of video games, you would notice the trend that pretty much every single male character is portrayed as being a type of person who does illicit or criminal activities. Every single time there is a jail, you are going to see men used as background decorations for being criminals, you know? Or when you go into a police station, the people behind bars are males. I don't think the video games discriminate. I think that both men and women in video games are sometimes portrayed in a negative light. But I guess this study, which, by the way, sources Anita Sarkeesian, one of the more well-known media critics, was in the news recently because when she was invited to speak at the Utah State University, she received death threats. So, if you receive death threats, then clearly what you have to say is true. If a creationist would have received death threats, then creationism would have been proven. You don't need anything else. You don't need logic, reason. 2015 Logic and Reason, bitch, you serious? I mean, and let's look a bit at the, I guess, learning objectives. Students will learn some background facts and information about the current state of video games. Very important that the school teaches this. It's not like kids are playing with the joystick more than they play with their penis in this day and age, but no, you need the school to come in to actually tell the kids what goes in video games, because they really don't know, especially at the grade level 11 and 12. They are baffled, like, video games, what are those? Students will reflect upon their own experience with gaming, very important. Students will understand the role of women in video games and the specific ways in which sexism is perpetuated in the gaming world. Now, gaming is a hobby by itself, and why the fuck do you even care if this would be true? You know, if sexism does exist in video games, the question shouldn't be, does it exist or shouldn't? The question should be, does it affect the real world or not? And if it doesn't affect the real world and it's just a hobby, then who the fuck cares? But no, I guess we need to care. This is the thing which is going to start to make this video interesting, and it's going to make your head shudder in disbelief. Students will express their thoughts by writing a letter to a video game company. And this is homework, by the way. You have to do this shit. You have to write the homework. Otherwise, you know, you fail the grade. So after listening 60 minutes of this heavily biased bullshit, where no counter opinion is being promoted, you're really forced, you know, to write this letter to a video gaming company. This is insidious. This is distasteful, and it's horrible. You know, it's like, well, apparently nagging and shaming game developers doesn't work, so what is the next step? Like, let's use the children. because when you're in high school, most of the liberties that you have are very restricted, at least when I was to my high school, you know. I had so many liberties restricted that a grown-up guy, a grown-up person, would not consent to have the same liberties restricted at his workplace. You know, I had surveillance cameras. I had, every time I was on the hallway, I had to give a reason if a teacher would walk in, like, why are you on the hallway, you know, during class? Why aren't you there? If I would try to skip school, I would be heavily punished, taken to the principal, you know, forced to wait during the school after hours. And, you know, I don't have to go into this because everyone was a student at one point in time. But the point here is that I had someone on my channel that was talking in the comments saying that he actually took part to one of these curriculums. And when he when he said a different point of view, that this isn't the case, or that Anita Sarkeesian is being heavily discredited by other YouTubers, he was called a sexist, and he was they used peer pressure in order to silence him. And he said that if he keeps disturbing the class, he's going to be thrown out. Now, obviously, not all teachers are like this, not all schools are like this, but, you know, usually schools isn't the type of place where you can have such a controversial debate about these issues, especially when the students usually just don't care. They just learn what they are told, and then they reproduce what they have learned so they can see their own shit and go home and play video games, you know? So this is why it's very disturbing when I see that students will express their thoughts by writing a letter to a video game company. And this is forced. Again, it's not as if students want to do this. They have to do this. But let's move forward. And as we can see in The Guardian, right, even teenage boys are sick of sexist video game study finds. And this name comes up. The person who did the survey is called Rosalind Wiseman and games writer Ashley Birch. And as we go forward, I know, extremely heavy editing skills, the best. We see who Mrs. Wiseman is. She is also working at the ADL, Anti-Defamation League. League of Lessons, Why Gaming Matters by Rosalind Wiseman. And we have here an article at Polygon, which gives us an insight into who this person who made this study showing that teenage boys don't care about sex in video games and they want video games to be less sexist. And it's called Inside the Research That Could Change the Perception of Kids, Gaming and Gender. Right. So Rosalind Wiseman is an author and media spokesman focusing on issues in education, blah, 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 blah. And she has been a teacher for nearly 20 years, and this gives her a unique perspective on adolescence and the social troubles associated with both in school and out. And so far, so good. You know, it's like, well, this sounds legit. The agenda for Wiseman's presentation is simple. So this is what she wants to achieve, right? Arm kids with better ways of resolving conflict, more civilized strategies than cliquish exclusion, name-calling, or physical violence, but getting to the part of the show where someone, anyone in the audience is paying attention to her is the biggest hurdle every time. So basically, she's coming in here with her gender bullshit, and most kids don't listen, they don't care. So she's thinking, well, if I'm talking and they're not listening, maybe I can find a way to make them listen more. So obviously she's going to use video games in order to attract people's attention, which is extremely disingenuous. You know, this is a very cheap tactic. Instead of improving her speech, improving her points, she decides to, you know what, I'm going to show video games. So she says that there is a crisis of credibility for adults that work with kids. And I want to say that this is fucking bullshit. I'm a med student. And when I was in the third year, I had the project to go to high schools and talk about sanitary precautions. You know, like washing your hands and talking about AIDS and how it's contacted. And if you have a guy that has AIDS, you shouldn't be worried because it doesn't get transmitted unless, you know, it's with blood fluids and shit. And the kids were so were paying so much attention to what I had to say, and they were very interested, and they asked me questions, and they interacted. So and I went to three different high schools, by the way. So I am starting to think that maybe it's not a crisis of credibility for adults that work with kids. Is that when you go in front of a kid and you treat him like a moron and you flood him with bullshit, he's not going to listen. He's just going to, look at this lady right here. Right? Look at her lips. She's like, you're bullshitting me, aren't you? And Wiseman is like, no, I'm not. Woogie, woogie, woogie. And she wiggles fingers, you know, like, look at her hypnotizing this black woman like she's a snake. She's like, And I like that this Asian lady doesn't even give a fuck. But moving forward, right? So the strategy she's talking to about in 2011 is to use video games as an icebreaker. In other words, this woman doesn't play video games, doesn't understand the video game culture. However, she just uses them in order to inject her ideology into kids. So, and it's going to lead to something which is really funny, because I would show imagery of games and kids would start screaming with joy. I wasn't even having any video because I couldn't show video because I'd get in trouble with the school. So she's not Anita Sarkeesian level where she can steal footage. But just putting up a picture of Master Chief would get kids high-fiving, jumping up and down, totally engaged. And here is the thing which is incredibly funny, and I would be embarrassed, to be honest, but I'm sitting there with an auditorium full of boys and kids, and the kid raises his hand. I'll never forget this, Wiseman said. He raises his hand like his hand is going to pop off his body. Jesus Christ, the imagination of this woman, huh? I'm playing violent video games and I don't have this kind of sick, twisted thoughts. But moving forward. And he says, are you a PlayStation or Xbox? Wiseman very nearly panicked. It's like almost as if he asked her, what are your thoughts upon the new NVIDIA flagship RX, which is going to come up this year? What do you think about its resolution capabilities and its compatibility with the television sets? And you know, no, he asked, like, what do you play on? PlayStation or Xbox? I mean, this is like a very basic amount of knowledge. At least know the machines that games are functioning on. Like, even my mother, my fucking mother, which is from Romania, by the way, she knows what a PlayStation is. I know, shocking, right? But she doesn't know what games are PlayStation exclusive, but at least she knows what one is and what it is used for. So she doesn't use it as a dildo by mistake or something. But moving forward, you know, and instead of answering like, neither, you console peasant, I'm part of the PC master race, you console peasant. You know, that would have been the normal answer, but no, apparently I had zero clue what he was talking about. Zero clue. I mean, I sort of did, but I really didn't. She sort of did, but she really did. Somehow, magically, I don't know how, I said the only thing I could say in that situation to get me out of that, which was, I'm not going to respond, because if I do, then you're going to judge me. I don't know how I knew how to say that, he responded. That's fair, that was a big moment. So congratulations, you just, you know, you're being a disingenuous asshole towards children. I hope this job makes you happy. You know, like manipulating kids and shit. Just, why didn't you say, look, I don't play video games, I'm... But then it would have gone against her agenda, because she needs to come off as this person who really plays video games and enjoys them, right? This is the agenda she needs to appear. Why can't feminists actually find a feminist who plays video games? There must be one out there. I'm sure there is. Like, there really must be one. Hire that person, you know. Like, I'm a feminist and I play video games. And there, you can talk to kids about your ideology. But why do you have to be disingenuous? Why the hell do you have to lie? Wiseman realized that video games were a powerful part of these students' lives. Okay, so long story short, she believes that the cool kids play Call of Duty while the nerds play Minecraft. But at every presentation, she ran the risk of appearing out of touch. So she goes up and hires Ashley Birch, which is part of the family team behind the series Hey Ash, Whatcha Playin'. So she hires this person, Ashley Birch, which teaches her about League of Legends and MOBA. And in another article, Wiseman says that after this presentation, she realized that she needs to be educated. It's like, woman, that's not how the world works. When you're doing a presentation and you're in front of an auditorium, first you learn at least the basic shit about what you're going to talk about, you know, and then you talk about. Not the other way around. Not you talk and then you learn what you didn't know. That's feminist level. What can I say? Right, so moving forward. And, right, they basically pretty much talk about sexism, gender, you know, all the bullshit which Polygon and Kotaku is talking about. And I like this part where this girl came up to me, who was a cheerleader, a blonde girl, just a generically pretty kind of girl. And Wiseman recalled, she turned to me and she said, well, you know, I'm not like a gamer, but I love Call of Duty and I love Grand Theft Auto 5. And Wiseman, somewhat taken aback, pressed her for more information. I just was looking at her and I'm thinking to myself, no one in the world thinks that this girl plays GTA 5. Nobody! Who gives a shit? Why is this even mattering? Like, maybe when I'm all alone in the room, I dress up in a pink tutu and read 50 Shades of Grey. Nobody in the world would believe that a macho, macho guy like me would do this shit. Who cares? No one cares. But no, apparently this is an important issue, right? So, now we see some feminist studies, which are the most amusing charts I have ever seen in my life, you know? I admit, I'm not the smartest person in the world, and doing charts is not one of my strongest things. But can you please look at the screen? Like, stop playing Dota or whatever you're doing right now, and look at the screen, and tell me if this doesn't mindfuck you. Why are these two charts needed when one of them would have sufficed? For instance, if I didn't have the one below, and you would ask the question, do you identify as a gamer? And 31% of the boys responded no, while 65% of the girls responded as no. Why would I need the one from below to know that 69% of the boys responded with an yes? Does that make sense? Because I know it's quite a fuckening. This is what happened when you look at creationist and feminist charts. The result is the same. They're fucking with your mind. But you need to concentrate for a bit. And once you see it, you'll shit bricks. Because it's like... And this woman, right, is talking to children about gender, sexism, and video games issues. And then the kids have to make a homework to email a video game developer to address the sexist issues. And then finally, the whole press presents this as a fact. Like, look how many articles are being issued here. So that game developers see, hey, holy shit, maybe boys suddenly liked looking at titties. Not to mention that usually the vast majority of games that have bad depictions of women, like Grand Theft Auto, those are games marketed for adults, not teenagers. So teenagers shouldn't even play those games to begin with. You know, like Batman Arkham game. Wasn't that 18 plus or some shit? Because again, Anita Sarkeesian is having a hissy fit. And I'm like, well, teenagers don't even play those games. And this is how the propaganda machine works. You know, they go into schools, they talk to kids with all this bullshit, this gender feminist bullshit, masked as if it's someone that understands games. Then those kids have to send an email to a game developer. Then those kids have to finish a survey. And then the survey is presented by the whole media as, look, kids and teenage boys especially, they think that video games are sexist. Disgusting. Utterly disgusting. Right, I hope you enjoyed the video. I'm sorry for the editing skills. It's the best I have. Hope you found my jokes offensive. I really do hope that, because, you know, I really believe there's no law preventing people from getting offended. And especially in today's day and culture, people need to get offended a bit more. Because the constant shaming tactics of, like, oh my God, you hurt my feelings, need to stop, can only be stopped if we do the opposite. We show that, look, I can offend you, and I don't care if you're offended or not. You know, with a bit of common sense, obviously, within the limit of common sense and using a bit of logic. I want to thank Sargon of Akkad again for allowing me to come on his channel. And all right, the links are going to be into the description of the video. Hope you enjoy.